We're on Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. We had heard the memre of Shmuel Atzad Haribe Shusarabim Doras Ba'ochal Potter, the anhoga of Ari is to eat the behemoth, to eat his prey when they're still alive. So if he did this Bereshus Harabim, he's potter. So this is Shein Bereshus Harabim. Torah v'ochol chayiv, but if he first killed the behemoth and then he sat down to eat it, then he's chayiv, because this is mishuna, this is not derech achilosai. Before we, let us just see Tosfos, Doras v'ochol peirish sha'ochol michayim. An ari eats while the animal is still alive. Kinemrini bepeke lo oivrim ma'ari doires v'ochol ve'enei mamtin ad sheyamos. He does not wait till his prey will die. Afamoritz is also doimer la'ari. Frag the Gemara. Now let's get back to the Gemara. V'hosanye, we learned abaraisa. The Baraisa says, Bechein chayo shenichneso l'chotzo, hanizik. A chayo went into a chotzo hanizik. Tol for beheime, it killed the beheime. Va'ochlo boso, and it ate the meat. Mishalim nezik sholim. So, here we're speaking about treife. It killed it before it ate it. And it pays nezik sholim. So it would seem not like Shmuel, that treife is also the derech of an ari. Let us see Tosfos. V'hosanye v'chein chaya teime v'lut mi b'ze'eif. The whole chiddush of Shmuel is that an ari is doires v'ochol. That's the tchun of ari, but all other wild animals, they first make sure that it's dead before they start eating it. So Memele here doesn't say an ari, it says chayo shenichnes olachotzer hanizik. So maybe we're speaking about a zeiv. The teime v'luk me b'zeiv du'u chay litroi. V'yesh loima d'chayo stam ktoni. It says chayo bein bari bein b'zeiv. If it says chayo and it wasn't explicit dafke a zeiv, so it seems everything that falls into the category of a chaya has this halacha, including a nari. So you see that tirfa is derech achilas ari. V'lehav motzi lishnuye dechreptal fenoso. So let us say punfakel. Let us say 100% right. You pay nezik sholim, but you know why you pay nezik sholim? Because it was b'chotzer anizik, it's take mishune, it is take mishune for an ari to make treife, to kill it first, but fakir, it's going according to Rav Tarfon, the mishune keren b'chotzer anizik, nezik sholim mishalim. So Tosfos answers me, Diktoni Logabi told her the Shen Kidamasik. The Gemara is going to Firois. This Baraisa was taught on the Hilcha Shen. It's a Pirish on the Masik of Shen. So Vaista is Tajimachuyev al Shen. And it says Chaya, which includes an Ari. So it would seem that Tirfe is also Derech Achilas Ari. So this is a Kasha on Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, Ocher b'mayeskinen shetof olaniach. We had said before that that's 100% true that an ari derech achilosa is ayidei brisa, when it's still alive. But if it's dafke, if he has an intent to eat it right now, so have fresh meat. But if he's not, doesn't have an intent to eat it now, he wants to store it for a later time, so then he'll be tayref. So maybe that's what it's speaking about. So the Gemara says, ha'ochloktoni, it says, the chaya shenichnes alachotzer anizik, tofa behime ve'ochlo, it says it ate after it killed the behime, it ate from it. So you see, it was lechel, not loniach. So the Gemara says, bishinim lecha. No, the story is different. When the Ari came in, he had an intent to store it for later. After he killed it, he changed his mind, and he said, Sashod, al tidag liyaymocha, now here we are dead behemah, Ashod, I should have eaten it right away, but no. What should you do? Al kaponim, so he changed his mind. Fregt the Gemara, so the Brais is gewaldic. It was tol for lohaniach, and then later, nimlach viochlo. Fregt the Gemara, menoya dinon. I mean, you gave the Ari a questionnaire. You see such a maise. You see the Ari went and was first toiret. And then it's eatings, and you're telling me a whole scenario. It was toiret, lohaniach, and then it changed its mind. You have to be a Yedea Marshavis to say such a thing. I mean, we're saying you're paying as a Ksholim, you might see Momin. Maybe it was Taka Tofel V'ochlon, and it's a Karen, and you pay Chatzin as a. V'oit, if you'll tell me such a Pshat, that I assume it was Tolfo lohoniach, and then later it changed its mind. And perhaps we can understand this. We don't have to be a mind reader of a lion. Perhaps in Lomdus it is like this. That means if normally, an ari is doiris lechel. That's the normal situation. Here it was toiref. So al klara shaila. But teiref laniach. It's not teiref lechel. So if I'll have a shaila, I'll say I see a tirfe and then an achila. So I'll say, is this a normal procedure from an ari? So then it should have been teiref lechel. So I have two ways to be miyash of this. One way I'll say that mistomer, I'm not toilin a davar mishun. A davar mishun is not a davar shriach. I'll posh it be toilin. Mistomer, so why was it toilin? Mistomer was toilin of laniya. And now when I ate it, is nimlach of ochlo. So meila could be, you don't have to be a mind reader. Could be in Lundis. I say like this, if I see such a pa'ula and I have two alternatives to be, either to be miyashav, that this is a mishuna dikamaisa, which normally doesn't occur, and therefore you pay chatzi nezik, or do I say it's not mishuna dik? And I say this is a normal occurrence, so fakert, I'm toilet was a normal occurrence. Mistame it was tofol aniach and I ate it, so mistame later is nimlecha. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, v'oy de Shmuel namidil mehachiyu. Shmuel himself said, tofol b'shus harab, yepei chatzi nezik. Fakert? If you're telling me yetoyle b'dobar ashriach, and I'm saying that it was Torah v'laniach v'nimlecha, So the pater, you should see the pater. Shmuel was machayim chatzin nezik b'shus haram. Forget, I should be toile that it was tofo leniach v'nim lecho. There should be pater, not to be meitzi momen. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok litzdodim ktoni. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said that the Barais is speaking about two distinct cases. She'tofo lo'aniyach oidoso v'ochlo. That means that that's not one big case. Chayesh enichnus alochotzer anizik. Tofo lo'aniyach behemo oidoso v'ochlo boso. So Mamele, in both of these cases, it's that's ulche, so that's why you pay nezek shalom. The Teres Chaim asks Akasha, he says he doesn't understand. If this would only be speaking about an ari, so it's beautiful. So it's a stone with this is two cases, stof olaniyach, odolso v'ochlo. But Teisvah says, Chaye is speaking about a Chaye also, about a Zev also. So now how do you, so these two cases are very schwer. It's Dos of Yochlo and Chuldik. By a Zev, it's not the Dos of Yochlo. That's not Derech Echelos, that's Mishune. And by a Zev, Toch, Vizdav, Lavdav, Ketov, Volaniach. It's how, this kasha the Teres Chaim asks. Ravina Oma. Ravina said another teretz. Ki komar Shmuel barit arbus, valibe drabeloza do Oma lav uchei. We're speaking about Shmuel is speaking about anari tarbus, according to Rabbeloza, that there is such a concept of tarbus afilu bayari. The oma lav ulche. So now it's speaking about was tofa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi tova behime v'ahogisa v'ochlo habosa v'shalem es nezek sholem. Mid v'shalem es pachotz ha-nizek nezek sholem. Mechlal d'ucheyu v'teulde d'sheinu. That's why you pay nezek sholem. U'b'shusaram lifter. So why did Shmuel say, Anari tofo v'ochlo yipei chatzi nezik b'shusaram? So the Gemara answered, it was tofo lohaniach latznia ulchei larik. And then later, nimlach, v'oi de Shmuel nami, if you'll say that we're toile, the treifo was lohaniach, and later the achilas nimlach, Shmuel Nami doma Torah v'ochol chayim b'rshus harab m'chatzi nezek amai chayim dilma hochiyu de Torah al menas la'atzniya that's chiyach v'nimlach v'ochol v'liftas v'shibipot it's mamishayim b'rshus harab hochi garsinin oma Rav Nachman l'tzdodim k'toni tofo v'hinicho Oidol sabach moshlem es nezik shon. Claim odik toni bereise tofa beime v'och lobosa trei milininus. Not the same case. Tofa beime v'inicho oyoch lobosa idei drise mishal nezik shon. Ravina oma lo'oilam ulcheihu litroiv v'lecha. So Ravina says, no, it's you don't understand Shmuel. Loilam ulcheihu litreif alechu. It's the steiger of an ari to be teiref also. It's not mishune. V'lishmuel the mechayiv lei b'rshus haram. So why was Shmuel mechayiv tirfa b'rshus haram? Bari Talbis. Bali Bidrabalosa, he's speaking about a Taimari. A Taimari will not be Teiref either. So that's Pshat and Shmuel. Is that what Shmuel said? That Tov of Ochlo, Bershus Arab, you play Chatzin Nezik by an Ari Talbis. Normally, by a normal Ari, it's the Steiger is Drise, Tirfe. So my male that's Pshat and the Bereise. The Bereise says, Kayish and Nichnus Elochotzer and Nizik Tofa Behemi Yepain Ezek Shom, because the Steiger for Marie is to be Teref also. But the Shmuel's memory is speaking about an Ari Tarbus, and an Ari Tarbus, so Tofa, a tame Ari doesn't kill, period. It's a vegetarian, it doesn't eat, doesn't kill animals. So Memele, so that's Pshat and Shmuel. Therefore, Tofa, Nari Talbis, Peis Chatzin Nezik. Fregte Gemore, Yochi, entschuldigt, if Shmuel is speaking about Nari Talbis, Afila Dolse Nami Lechayiv. So why did Shmuel say Dolse Bishus Arab Mispoto? Because it's Shein B'Shus Arabim. If it's an Ari Talbis, it's not Shein B'Shus Arabim. So just like Tofo is Mishune, by an Ari Talbis, a Dolso is Zichem Mishune. Yeah. Elo, so the Gemara says, you're right. The Ravine Lava Shmuel Itma. No, Ravine is not saying Pshat and Shmuel. Shmuel is speaking about a normal Ari. And Shmuel tells us a normal arid dorso is in Urche, that Shein, and Tofo is Mishune, so it's Karen. Elo Amasnise. Ravine is saying Pshat in the Bereise. We had a problem. We had a question on Shmuel from the Bereise. But Shmuel said that Tofo is Mishune, and the Bereise says Tofo pays Nezik Sholim. So Rabina said the Bereise is speaking about Ba'ari Talbus, Ba'alibe de Rabbalozo, the Omar Lav Ulchei. The Bereise is speaking about an Ari Talbus. Frag the Gemara, so that's schrecklich. You're making bigger problems. If it's speaking about an Ari Talbis, so we zichev akasha, so why by Tofa do you pay Nezik Sholem? Like this, we only had a kasha and Shmuel. You tell me the Bereis is speaking about an Ari Talbis, so Yochi Chatzin Nezik Boi Lishlumi. So Mo says the Yayit, it's speaking about that it was a Muad. So it was a Mu'id, so that's why you pay Nezik Sholom. Yehochi, my high dektoni lo gabi tilde de shein. Like the Gemara, this Bereise was said on the Mishnah of tilde de shein. Gabi tilde de keren boi le misnaya. Kashe. That's a good kashe, Take. We'll see in Tosfos. The kashe is not too gefährlich, but this is Akash. Let us see Rashi. Yehochi afilu doris nami lechayip. If it's speaking about an Ari Talbis, so it's Karen. Elavadi the Ravina lo yadish mulitma. Ravina isn't speaking about Shmu. Eleika lo ukmila the Ravina ba masnisu the mukmisle. Bochi kama Ravina. Ho diktoni masnise. That what it says in the Bereise Nezik Shole. Lav mishum do ulche litre. If that was your kasha, you asked a kasha, according to Shmuel, how can you pay Nezik Sholem by Tirfim? Shmuel holds it's not the derech of an Ari to be teref. No, So, not that the Baraisa is telling us that it's Urcheli Treif. Tachilabari Talbis Nami Batukme. That means Yuzich have to learn another Pshat in the Baraisa because it's speaking about a Filari Talbis, which is problematic according to everyone. How can you say the Barais is speaking about an Aritalbos? So the Gemara says, it's speaking about the Yayin. He hochi, the told the Keren, he had a tunnel on Masnisa, Gabi told the Shane, Gabi told the Keren listening. Let's see Taisvis. Kisanye masnise ba'ari talbis ba'alibe derabolozo. Zuktaisvis loinokat rabolozo lafuki rabona. I mean, Lamaisa, what is the teretz of Rabbina? The Rabbina is saying, Rabbi Sai, it's speaking about, that it's a ker, peiznes et sholim not al chain, tirfe is mishune. And that what it pays, Chot Nezek Sholem, it's speaking about, it was Miyai, in the Siayat, it was a Muet. That's Ravina's Teretz. So why do we have to bring in Rabbi Lozer over here? That's speaking about Ari Talbis, and we really have a problem, and it's speaking about it was a Muet. I mean, the Teretz is saying, it's speaking about Karen Muet, finish, right? If you bring a Rabbi Lozer, according to Shmuel, we have a problem with it according to the Rabbonon. And Ari is not Teiref, it's Mishune. So the Teiref says it's a Muet. Speaking about that, it was a Muet. So finish. Why do you have to bring in Rabbi Lozer? Zog Teisvis, Loinoket Rabbi Lozer Lafuki Rabbonon. Not that the Gemara means it's going according to Rabbi Lozer and not according to the Chachamim. El Ravu say Nokte. Vohi Koma. The loy time mishum deuche litroy mishalam es nezik sholom. You want to prove not like Shmuel. Shmuel said it's not the steiger for nari to be toyre. She's saying no. Here it says you pay nezik sholom. Oh, as a raya not like Shmuel. So Rabbeinu said, don't tell me this is a raya not like Shmuel because this berais is going to fill according to Rabbi Lozer. Now, according to Rabbi Lozer, you have a pshat in the berais. So you have to say it's speaking about Keren Muet. Baruchi Koma, the loitei mishum deuchei litroif mishalem es nezik sholem. That's pshat in the berais. Because that's not pshat. That's full of bari talbis alibi to Rabbi Lozer. The vadei labuchei. He can look me. Behind the diayit, because the mafarish vozel. The barais, I'm telling you, can go for according to Rabbi Lozer. Ma'oi say, atam, she is chayv la Rabbi Lozer, he is chayv la Rabbono. That means, so don't chepper with Shmuel. Shmuel said, tirf is mishune. And we have a problem with the barais. I'm telling you, the barais is going to fill according to Rabbi Lozer. And how do you solve this problem according to Rabbi Lozer? But the Yayit, so according to Shmuel, can be going according to the Rabbonim, but the Yayit. Va'oid yeshleima. Now Taisvah says another tenet. The Davke Muki Loki Rabbi Lozer. No. Ravina is saying the Brais is only going according to Rabbi Lozer. Why? And Taisvah is Amir de Kizach. Mishum de Chaye Stam Ktoni. Chaye stam, bein bari, bein bezei. Ule Rabbi Lozer, kiven da havu b'nei talbis, lav ul chayu litroiv, mayri tavai b'diyai. That means, according to Rabbi Lozer, we have to understand we're not only speaking about an ari, we're speaking about a zev also. So according to Rabbi Lozer, we have to say it was a yayit. A Zayv that's a Ben Talbis, an Ari that's a Ben Talbis is finished. They don't kill animals. So, Salkoch is speaking about the Yayit. No, the Yayit. So that's the Pei Nesek Sholem als the Yayit. But, Avol Rabbonon, but according to the Rabbon, the Lavnei Talbis Ninu, so we're speaking about a Zayv also, כי לא יהיה נמי משלם נזק שלום. פקר, so now, according to the Chachomim, this Bereis is very modern. It says, חיה שנכנס על החוצר הנזק. Now, חיה means זאב, and it means ארי. So what is Ravina saying? So Ravina is saying, well, so we have a problem. Why does an ari pay nezek sholem? It's mishun according to Shmu. Oh, it's speaking about a yayit. Fine. And but speaking about a zev also. A zev is speaking, a zev is shein, and a zev is loy a yayit. No, can you say such a pshad na baraisa? Is chayish anichzer lechotzer, and then the baraisa was, it's sosum. This is speaking about it's a yayin. This is speaking, it's not a yayin. And the barais is so sosum, and you can't say such a thing. But if it's going according to Rabbi Loza, sosum eiradik. Rabbi says it's going according to Rabbi Loza. It's speaking about an ari talbis, a zeif talbis, some emele. So the only way you can understand your pain is a kshalim. It's mishunadik by both. So don't you pay pain as a chon, because it's speaking about a yayin. So that kaloi trabalozo it's called. Avala rabon, the lab ne talbis nino, the ulche de zeb litrev kiloi yayin nami mishalem nezik sholem. Vize doichik lahamid abaraisel et stodim zeb veloi yayin, vari be yayin. So it's speaking about be yayin. Ve'im taima. Like Tosfos now, Amir de Kekash. So Ravina is in the Kimta, we're speaking about Ari Talbis, Azeif Talbis, it's Karen, it was a Yayid. We tell the right side, I've hashed it, I've told the Karen. Am I not at Bereise, Shenichnusu, Bechotzer, Anizik? So why is it Nichnus, Bechotzer, Anizik? Karen Muid. Is chayiv afilu b'shusarab? It's meyas. Why did the mention istoch meshunadik take? That I was speaking about, it was a yayiv. The barais did not find it necessary to explain. You have to understand it by yourself. Chotzer anizik, which is loymalo loymoyrid. Oh, here the barais says nichnas lachotzer anizik. It's the chapelo. I need chotzer anizik for. Vishloimer Mishum Zev Nokat the Kivan de Ayayid Khoiza Likad Musoi Babishain the Potter Bashusarab. This is a Moiradike Taisvis, and let us understand what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying a Moiradikizar. We have here, as we're talking according to Rabbi Loz, we have here a Zev Talbus and an Ari Talbus. These were tame animals. They don't kill the vegetarians. Fine. It's speaking about three times that they were teiref. Three times they were teiref. So three times means, so now it's a mu'ud. Now, let us be done each animal bazunta. An ari that was teiref, he was an ari talbis. Tonai was an ari talbis. So he's tame, he's a vegetarian. Three times he's teiref an animal. So I say, oh, you see, he's a mu'ud. But now, if he's a mu'ud, but he's modne. He, an ari, is not teiref. An ari is doilis. Now he was teiref three times. So I say, so he, this is mishunadik. So this is keren mu'ud. That means, tirfe by an ari is a mishunadik azach. So Mamela, the three times, tell me, he's doing the Mishunadik things three times. Manim Sheikh, if he came back to his wild status, he'll be Doiris. So Mamela, so he's not Toiref, and Ari is not Toiref, he's Amud, he's wild now, but he's not Toiref. So Toiref means he's doing the Mishunadik things, so it's Karen Mood. Azev Tarbis, three times it was teiref. Now, treife is a normal for a wild zev. That's derech achilosi. A zev is teiref. So when it comes three times, I say that now I see he went back to his wild status. So by the tilfa of a zev, it is shame. By the tilfa of an ari tarbis, it is keren muet. So memele, so that is why you had to say chotzer avishik. You can't say b'shus harabim, because it would be b'shus harabim, a zev would be potter. That's number one. So that's why the Baraisa had to mention Chotzer HaNizik because of Zev. Chai is going on Zev also, and Zev Tarbis that was Teirev three times goes back to its wild status, that Zev is Shein, that the Tilfe is Shein. So let me mention two things. Zukta Chazaynish, Hamoyra Dikizach. In Hilchis Muid, there are halachas of Muid. That means, let's talk about Keren Muid. Let's say I have a shoyer, and my shoyer will shtois three shvorim shel hefker. And then it shtois is a fourth shoyer that belongs to a baile. Zutta chazaynish, the halacha is that it doesn't become a Muid. In order to become a Sheir HaMu'ud, this halachis, you have to shtois three shvorim shel chiyuk. This halachis, who it is a halachis? You need to shtois three shvorim shel chiyuk, and then you become a Sheir HaMu'ud. If it shtois is three shvorim shel hefker, it's still a tam. This hilchis mu'ud. Zokta Chazaynish, a Zev, who was a Zev Tarbis, will be Toyref three behemoths of Hefker, but I see it's not wild. This is not Hilchis Muid. Here it's not Hilchis Muid. Here it's a Gilui that it became wild again. So he says, so that's, you have to know, that's what it's speaking about, a Chaya. That was, which includes a Zev and an Ari. It's an Achai that includes a Zev and an Ari. So Memele, so, and it's talking about that happened three times, but the three times of the Zev is not the same three times like the Ari. The three times of the Ari makes it Keren Muid, and it has to be three times of Behemish Shalchiv. He has to be toyrif three times behemish olchiv that belong to someone, not behemish olevke. The zev could be toyrif any three behemish. Now we see became wild again, and the chain in bechotzer hanizik. Frekta Rabbeinu Peretz. So Tosfos says, he says, why does it say Chotzer HaNizik? So Tosfos enlightens us. It says Chotzer HaNizik because Chaya is speaking about Azev, and Azev is Shein. Like Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbi says, so what's the Kasha and Ravina? Ravina says it's speaking about, it's going according to Rabbi Lozo, the Yayid, and that's why you pay Nezik Sholem. So the Gemara says, so why does the Seika be told of the shame? Fekta Bein Peretz, because we're speaking about Azev also. We're speaking about Azev, and Azev is Chayev al Shein. We're speaking about Chayev. Chayev means Azev. Chayev means Anari. So could be, that's why it said by told of the shame, because we want to say Azev, that was Azev Talbis, And after three times, it becomes not Keren Muid, it becomes Shame. So forget, this belongs in Tilda the Shame. This is the Rabbeinu Peretz's Kasha, so the Gemara's Kasha is not too gefährlich. The Marsha also asks this Kasha. He says, the Tana should have not have been so vague. It says Chaya. It says Tolda Deshen. So listen, if If chaya means a zev and ari, a zev is a tolda de shen, and ari is a tolda de ker. So don't say chaya and chaya is a tolda de shem, and ari came in because I said chaya. Say zev and put it in tolda de shen. Say ari and put it in tolda de ker. And don't say chaya and be hit and miss. Lagabi zev, it's tolda de shen. That's what the Masha says. Zot the Mishnah. Ma bein tam lemut. What is the difference between the tam and the mood? Elo shatam mishalem chatzei nezik. Migufoi. A tam pays chatzei nezik migufoi. Humuid mishalem nezik sholem mino aliyah. And a mood pays nezik sholem mino aliyah. Look, Rashi, mino aliyah. Afilu ein anegeach shove shira nezik, even though the negeach is not worth the shira of the nezik, mu'ud ksiv yishalem shir tachashir, like siv beidim mi guf anegeach yifrei, yes, they'll pay with the guf anegeach, so they'll pay from his nechos. Zok te gemore, my aliyah, what is this terminology aliyah? Omar Rabbeloso b'meule shebe nechos of his best nechosim, which means because you pay meitav, so that's why it's a meliyah shebe nechos. B'cheinu Omar, we have a similar loshen. Vayishkav chizkiyol mavoisov v'yikberuhu b'malei kivrei b'nei David. It says also the loshen aliyah b'malei, but Omar Rabbeloza b'malei eitzel meulim shebe mishpoche. He was buried by the choshev of the kivrei b'nei David umaninu David ishloi. Now it says by also we're speaking about now the kvure, we it's came in because of b'malei, so now we're talking about another kvure. This is speaking about also. Vayashkivuhu b'mishkov ashemilei psomim uznin. They put him on a mishkov, on a bed, which was full of psomim uznin. Frag the Gemara, my psomim uznim. What does this mean? Rabbeloza Omar, zine. The zine is a loshen mean. There were different meanim of psomim on his mishkov. Rabbi Shmuel banachmeni Omar, besomim, shekol ameriach behen bolide zimo. That such besomim that the it's a enticing reyach that's boli deizima. Now let us see Rashi. Vayikberu b'maylei b'chizki yaksiv b'sefer divrei hayomim. Yashkivu b'mishkov b'oso melech Yehuda. Zine, minei besomim harbe. Kitak metageminim l'mineihu liznoyu. There were different meaning. So we have here a machloikis of two ameroim taich in uznin, and we have to understand what's the machloikis and what is the pasuk telling us. So there's a mirdika ein aliyo that wants to say pshat in this gemara. He said, the derech of Bishas Tekvure also was a melech kosher. Bishas Tekvure, they used to be misaper shvochoi, the things that he had done b'chayev. So he says as follows. It says in the Pasuk in Melachim, Vayaver hakedeshim min haoretz. That also was, he got rid of the kedeshim min haoretz. That's what also had done. Now, what is the Taitz Kedeshim? The Tainel Yo, in Parshas Kiseitz, it says, Loisiyya Kedesha. So there's a Machloikis, Rashi in the Targum. Rashi says, Loisiyya Bufkeres Liznus. That's the Taitz Kedeshim. In the Targum Taitz, Loisiyya Itze Mibnois Yisroel Le'evet. Kedesha means that a Bas Yisroel should not be together with an Eved. Now, if it says in the Posik, Vayaver HaKedeshim, he got rid, it seems there was an influx of Kedeshim by Klal Yisroel, he got rid of it. So what was it? So it was one of the two. Either they were Zainis, and he got rid of that, or it seems that they married a Bnei Yisroel with Avodim, and he got rid of that. So he says like this, so that's the Machloikis. The one that says, Mine, Mine, Znim means Mine, Mine. Separate Minim. He says, because if you learn it's an Eved and a Bas Yisroel, so it's two Minim. This is a Bas Yisroel. This is an Eved, Amadei Melechem. They're not a pair. They're two different meanings. Vayaver HaKedeshim, and in Klal Yisroel, they were poruts, and this, that they were mixing two meanings. They were mixing Abbas Yisroel with an Eved. He made Bine meaning. The Avodim were with the Shifchis, the Bnei Yisroel were with the Bnei Yisroel. Mine meaning. That was the message that was on his Mishkov, on his Kever. He made Mini Minim by Klal Yisroel. The other man, the Yoma, holds Kedesha means, Mizulakashi says, Mizumenis Liznus. So if I can't, he took away Zima from Klal Yisroel. So that's Znin. Znin means that Kol HaMeiriach, so that was what he was Misakin. He was Misakin Zima by Klal Yisroel. That's what Ein Elio says. And he says, we should have a lesson from this Gemara. Like this, we learn a Gemara's name. He said like this. He said like this. We don't begin to realize what Chazal are telling us. Chazal are telling us, this is a machloikis, Hayilim Shat, in that posik, and that's what the posik is telling us, that's what they were mefarsim, bishas misosei, that was his godless. I just would want to, perhaps, be moisif, one nekude, on what he says. The Gemara says, in Masechtas Brachos, daf mem gimel amud beis, ואומר רב זוטרה בר טוביה, אומר רב, עשידם כל בחורי ישראל שליטו מותם חט, שייתן ריח כלבונים, שנמר ילכו יוין קויסוב, בריח לוי כלבונים. The Targum says, כריח תרס פוסמאיה. So the Gemara says that the בחורי ישראל שליטו מותם חט, that means they were in the matzav of kedusha. They'll have a reyach like psomim. So it seems a reyach of psomim shows that they were godor mi'elva. They were kedushim. As I said, aside bechuri b'nei Yisrael, sheyite reyach kavonim. So pshat, this was on his mitzvah. That with the rei, that he instilled kedusha by Klal Yisrael, vayaver es hakedeshim. So the psalmim were put on his mitzvah to show the accomplishment of osa. Zok the Gemara weiter, ki charu shucha lelochdeini upachim tomnu leragloi. Amir de Kizach. This was a tkufe that they did not believe in the nevuah of Yirmiyah, And Yirmiyah said on this tkufa, ki choru shuchel alachdeinu, they dug a ditch to trap me. Upachim is also a trap, tomnu leragloi. Rabbi Lozer Omar, shechashadu mizoyne. They said he was nechshad on a zoyne. We'll see soon how zoyne comes in. This is Yirmiyah Hanavi. And Rab Shmuba Nachmen Yom Shachashadu me Eishes Ish. There were Choshes in front Eishes Ish. Rabbi Yin Yaakov says, Amir Dikazach, he says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Machlikas of Koyach, it also says, Shachashadu me Eishes Ish. He says, what? He says, because Koyach was Choylik on the Nevu of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, he... And here they were chaylik on the Nevu of Yirmiyah. They were chaylik, they said it's not true what he's saying, it's not true. You're fighting against City Hall. So they said, listen, let me tell you Moshe Rabbeinu is. Moshe Rabbeinu is choshed in Eishes Ish. So if he's choshed in Eishes Ish, you know, kol mokim sheyesh geder erva yesh kedusha. If he's choshed on an Eishes Ish, he can't be a kodesh. So Mel, that took care of his Nebu already. That's one way. By throwing a little mud on him, we took care of his Nebu. The Nebu, he's not a Kaddish. He's Choshen Neshes Ish. So they used the same tactics by Yirmiyah. They said also, he was Choshen Neshes Ish, or on the Zayna. We'll see Yirmiyah was a Kayin. As a Kayin, he's Choshen on the Zayna. And Memele is, so Memele, his Nebu, you should realize, is worthless. That was the strategy. Now, where do we see this? There's a pasuk in Mishlei, ki shucha amuka zayna. A zayna is, an asik with a zayna is called a deep pit. So memele, in ki choru shucha lelach deini, that means, they dug a pit to trap me, so that means they said that he was choshed b'zayin. Elamandi yomashach shedu meishes ish, my shulcha. So where do you see? So tomorrow, auto eishes ish mi nafke michlal zayin. I mean, if you're mezanim with an eishes ish, it's also called a zayin. Bishloim elamandi yam ba'omar shachashedu meishes ish ainu dechsiv. Va'ata Hashem yodatas kol atzosam olai lamovis. They wanted to kill Yirmiyah. So memele, so it's good. They were choshim on an Eishes Ish. So he's chayiv misa. Lamand yom ashecha shadu mizoyne. Mai lamovis. Shishlichu lebe'er tit. They wanted to throw him into a, or they did throw him into, that they wouldn't be maimus him be yodayim. Yodayim leshofchas adam hazeh. But he'll die. Zot Rashi, ki koru shuchol achdeini b'yirmi anoviksi. Atzosam alay lamoves, tai shisi shispachi yemisa, avol v'zoin epnuye lake mise. Zot Rashi, shechashadu b'zoine d'yirmi yekoyin hab, b'zoine asura lekoyin. So they said he's choshed. Zok the Gemara weiter, and this was a shrekliche meisa what they did to Yirmiyah. Torah Shrove, the psukim before Amerdik, the Yirmiyah said I was always mispalul at Tevosam, and this is the appreciation, and this is what they're doing. So he was mispalul the yum ucholim lefonecho beis. Apcho hasei bohem. Oma Yirmiyah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Afilu b'sho sho'isin tzedoke, hachshilem b'vnei odom she'einam uhugonim, kidei shle yekablu aleihem schar. He said, the schar from tzedoke is meiredek. So memele, he wanted that fakert for the shreklecha maise that they did. They should be nenash. And therefore, since he knew Tzedakah is Megan, so Memele, he was mispal to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, that they mazmin them b'bnei Adam she'einam hugonim, so they won't have the schar of Tzedakah that will be Megan. Zot Taisvis, afilu b'shoa sh'oisin Tzedakah, loiger sin in Yisrael, the anshe anosis koi, it's going on anshe anosis, fonecho zu Tzedakah, v'yumach sholem lefonecho, shtem abholach lefonecho tzidkecho, so when they're doing lefonecho, the Tzedakah should be much sholem. V'kovid osu loy b'moisoy, now we're going back to Chizki HaMelech. Melamed sheyeshivu yeshiva al kivrei. That they made a yeshiva on his kever, on Chizki HaMelech's kever, there was a yeshiva there. Pligi bo rabnosen berabono. Now, how long was this man of this yeshiva? The yeshiva moved to the Beis Olam. Is chad omar shloisha, v'chad omar chad omar shloisha, chad omar shiva, v'omri lo shloisha. Zot Rashi, b'kovid osoloi b'moisei b'chizki yeksi. What was the kovid? Yeshiva talmidim lasik shom b'teire. By his kever, they made a yeshiva there. Shloisha yomim yeshivu shom yeshiva, v'chad omar shiva yomim. And the Maharsha says, so what's the Indian? We have 3 days, because there are different zmanim, shloisha lepchi, shiva lehesped, and then there's evil shloishim yoim, so memela, so shiva, these are different zmanim and avelas. So that's a shaila that they had, and then lekvoida, they had a yeshiva there. Zuktaisvis, Sheshiva Yeshiva al Kivre, Lefi Shehilba Teira be Yisrael. Kimrina Bechelik, Shabotko Midon Baad Beersheba, Leimotsu Ish Veisha Tinek Vetinoikes, Shleihoyu Bekiem, Betume Vetare, Leia Kivre Mamish, Elaborochik Arba Ameis, Deleka Leig Lerosh. Mit Chazal tell us a meiridike Zach, Chizkiya HaMelech was a meiridik Mashkiach. He notes Cherev bePisrei Shel Beis Medrash, and whoever will learn is Yidoka bCherev. No, if you have such a Mashkiach, it's very convincing and motivating, and he was a success Lemotzo ish v'ish etinik v'tinoikesh leher b'kiim b'tuma v'tare. She's a mirdik amar b'tztayre. So they made l'kvoida yeshiva. So now Taisa is a problem. There's a problem of loig l'rosh. That means a mace is potamina mitzvahs. And you learn in his daladamis. So it's like you're ridiculing him. So they see, I can learn in your potamina mitzvahs. So Taisa says that speaking about there was Dalad Amis away. The Al-Kivrei is Lav Dafke. The Shita Mekibetzes brings down Arimagash. Arimagash is something meridic. Bechocham shohoye lo yeshiva bechayev. If you have a chocham, that bechayev, he had a yeshiva. Miskavnim achshov b'nei yeshivosoi lechabdoi. They want to be mechabed the Rosh Yeshiva, v'leishev lefonov kiderech shoye yoishim lefonov b'chayev. We want to be mamshech the yeshiva. The Rebbe went away, so the yeshiva is going together with the Rebbe. The Rebbe is in the Beis HaKvoros. We're just like b'chayecho. We were sitting lefonecho. We want to sit lefonecho now.
V'loimer shmues mipiv b'divrei teir. And they said over in the yeshiva all this chidushim. Shalomdu mimenu. V'kovet godol yesh lebekach. This is a meiridike kovet. Ein bozem ishim loig l'rosh. This is not a loig. This is a gewaldike kovet. It can be in the Dalet Amos also. This is what Rimagash says. Fine, let's go further. Tana Rabbonon. Uchaved v'chaved asuloi b'moisei. Now we have here another mahalach in this pasuk. Zechizki melech Yehuda sheyotzu lefonov shloishim v'shisha elef chalutzei kosev. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. There were 36,000 people who, when they tore Kriya, you were able to see their shoulders were uncovered, that they went out, that they tore the begodim, you were able to see their shoulders, which was a Kriya Gluya. That's the 36,000 people tore Kriya on him, and this was seen by his Labaya. Zuktoisvis, Shloishim Vishisha Elef, Loi Begematria Hochihavi. Loi, that's a cover. Vekovid Osu Loi Bemoisoi. Loi Bemoisoi, so Loi is Gematria 36. The Ian Yaakov says something very interesting, that he says over from a Chochamechot, that it should have said, Taisus is saying, it should have said Shisha Shloshim. That's the proper way to say. You say first the smaller number, we're selling Sphira now, so it should have said Shisha Shloshim. Why did it say Shloishim Vishisha? So this is Loi, that's Loi is Lamed Vav. So he wanted to say, just like the word is spelled 30 and 6. So that's why it said Shloishim Vishisha Elef. Loi Begematria Hochi Have. That this is the way the Gematria is. So that's why it said Shloishim Vishisha. The Ben Yehuda says, the Kovet Osu Loi. He wants to say two things. Loi is Gematria 36. So he says 36 is two times Chai. So he says, Bachiski HaMelech, Yeshayo Novi came to him and told him, Meis Ata Bo'ilam Azev Leisichi Lo'ilam Habo. He told them he was Nenesh because he wasn't Mekayim Piri V'Rivya. So Memele is a double Misa. Meis Boilam Hazeh. He told them a Teretz. He saw Beruach HaKodesh and Nebason Menashe as a Tzatzke Menashe as a Roshe. So that's why he didn't get married. And Yeshayonov he told him, Bahadi Kavshe Derachmon Olam Aloch. That's not your cheshbon. The Rebbein should give you a mitzvah, period, a ribia. You have to do your mitzvah. Either be Nebuch, a child, that'll be a menashe. That's not your cheshbon. So he got married, and he married Yeshaya Novi's daughter, and he came out menashe taka. So the Ben Yoda says, so there was a gzeira on him, to be, the Yeshaya Novi told him, Meis ato bo'ilam azeh, b'leisichi lo'ilam habo. So there was two Mises, a Misa on this world and a Misa of Yenebel. So it say that also covered, also loy b'moisai, loy is gematria 36, two times chai. He was zoiche to trias. He to lived on this world, and he was Eichet Yenevel, because he got married. And that's also Merum is in Loi, because Anish is called Loi. Ese Loi, Eze Kenegdei. Dei mach soiroi asher yechsa Loi zu isha. That's what the Gemara says. So Memele, So also Loi, this came because of the Loi, and he was Zeichet for two times Chai. This is also Merumis in this Pasuk. Omar Loi Rav Nechemiah. So Nechemiah said it's a big deal that there was 36,000 Chalutzei Kosev. Pasuk is speaking about it. For COVID, also Loi B'moisai. For Loi Lifnei Achav also came. Achav the Rosh, he also had the same type of a Levaya with 36,000 Chalutzei Kosev. So if the Pasuk is mentioning that he had Gevaldike COVID, so Mestome, it's not the COVID that Achav had. Ela sheinichu sefer teira al mitosoi v'omru kayim ze ma shekosav bozeh. Oh, that's a COVID. They took a sefer teira, they put it on the mita. He's lying together on the mita with a sefer teira. And there's a message, if there's a sefer teira together with him on the mita, kayim ze ma shekosav bozeh. Frech the Gemara, so this is COVID, osu leibe moise, they put a sefer teure. Vidna nami of dinen hochi, we also do, we take a sefer teure out, and also with this message. So the Gemara says, afuki mafkinon, anuchi leimanchinon. No, we take out a sefer teure by an odom godel, but we don't put it down on the mita. Here, the mita that he was lying on, they put the sefer teure. The boy is saying, "Enuchi nami manchin." We also put on the sefer Torah bismaneinu. Obekayim loy amrinan, but we just put it down without saying anything. Perhaps the message is understood, but over here they said, "Kayim zema shekosu b'ze." Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Zechizki Melech Yehuda. Lishne the Talmudo, Vlela Shmini the Zerchizki, not that the Chazal have to tell us, you look at the Pasuk, see it's Chizki. Daikro Becheski, see, Vala Gavuchet, Meforsh, my Kovados, Loi, Bemoise, Noket, Vamahochi, he explains what, who we're speaking about. Chalutze Kosev, Kame Becholtza, Nale, Shekoru, Bigdeyem, they made such a kriyat, Sheniru, Kispeyem, they were able to see their bare shoulders. What's the godless of Chizkiya? Let us see Taisvis. Shloishim, no, this we said already, Valoi lifnei achav osu kein, shosu loi hespet godl, kedamrinim emigilim, kemispeit adrimein ben tavrimein, kedametargeminim, kemispeit achav ben omri, the godl yosi adrimein ben tavrimein. And he was killed in the Muhammad. Shahoya Sham Amrav. There was a Rizek Ha'ilom there in the Muhammad. The Kulan Sof to all of. Fektaisvis, Fa'afal Gav Dechsiv, it says in the Posig, Vayaver Horino Bamachne. As soon as Achav got killed, so the kill spread out in the Machne that Achav got killed. And Chazal Darshan from this Pasuk, Ba'avoid Rishoim Rina. Rina is a Psasimche. So when they heard that Achav died, one Rosh less in this world. So there was a Simche. And here it says that by his Levaya there were 36,000 Chalutzei Kosei. So, Tosafos says it matters for who? Heine le tzadikim. The tzadikim heard that Achav is dead. Was b'avoid rishoyim rino. The tzadikim shebedeh. Aval avod avoy avov hoyu maspida moise. His friends, and he had a lot of friends, 36,000 by his days, they were maspid him, so they talk riyah. Ela sheinichu sefer teira al mitose. B'av al gav. Beg Basra, the Mayat Kotten, Gabi Rafuna Mashme, the Osa Lassis came, Mishum, the Osa Leishe, Vagabi Mita, Shesefer Teir, Menachas Olof. You're not allowed to sit on the same Mita, the same level that is a Sefer Teir, and a person is not allowed to sit. Ubakoy Mitzrabi, Keplukte Dameroi, and here we have an offen of Maisa, Maisa Rav, Rav Nechemiah says they put on the mita of of Chizkiya HaMelech, they put the Sefer Torah. Like in the Mifrach with Nehemiah. The Hocher, Nehemiah the Hocher, the Shiny Chizkiya, the Avegodol, the Torah, the Maisim Toivim, the Yoyser. I mean, we can't stel zu Chizkiya HaMelech. Lechoyer, that's me pshat and taste this is. The Gemara says in Makis that Hani Bavli Tifshoi, that they stand up for a Sefer Torah, they don't stand up for a Gavra Rabbe. So Rav has said a Gavra Rabbe is greater than a Sefer Torah, that's a living Sefer Torah. So it could be that's what Taisvis means. Chizkiya HaMelech was a Godel B'Torah B'Maisim Tevim B'Yoser. We could put him and a Sefer Torah on the same meter. Stamazoi, you don't have a person such a caliber and such a darga, you can't do this. Zok te Gemara weiter. So now we're up to that the Gemara says, Kayim lo yamrina, and by Chizkiya HaMelech they said Kayim. Kiyim zeh, ma shekosu bazeh. Omer Rabba Babachona, ava ozilno bahadi de Rabbi Yochanan, l'mishol shmaite. I was walking along with Rabbi Yochanan, I wanted to ask him a shayla. Ki avi, so here on the side it says, by me, kava nofik mi beis hakise. When he left, went to the beis hakise, went out from the beis hakise. I asked him a shayla. He didn't answer. Adam Moshe Yoda, he washed his hands first. Umanach tefillin umavorech, and he put on tefillin, made a broche. Vohoda omalon, then he told us, afilu kayim amrina. He said, that what we said till now, that kayim was only said by a person equivalent to Chizkiya HaMelech, by a normal person, we only meniach, we don't say kayim. No, kayim we could also say, but limeit lo yamrino. We don't say limeit. Frek de gemore, v'oma amar, godol talmud teure, shatalmud mevili de maise. So see, a machlekes Rashi in Tosfos leikasha ho lemigma ho laagmuri. So there's a difference between learning and teaching. Zot Rashi, ki avayil lebeis hakisei kloima. Yizim nachoder, ki avayil lebeis hakisei omalon hochi, kaim amrinin limed loimrin. Belimeid amru lechizkiyah. Behidna leimishim kvaydai dechizkiyah. Behidna loy. But now we will not say limeid mishum kvaydai dechizkiyah. The limeid odif mikayim. So limeid we will not say. So the Gemara asks Akasha, it says, Godol Talmud Torah shatalmud mevi lidei maise. So it seems that the godless of Talmud Torah is that one can come through a maise, through limud. So vaistois alme maise odif, smasas lamigmalats my maise odif, a person to learn himself, so maise odif, avalad muri lachine, but to teach others, odif me maise, ilkach limeid loyam rino. Zagavuchet, Ben Yoyoda wants to say, Kovit osu loy, loy is roshe tevis, limeid vikiye. That's the loy. Let us see Taisvis. V'omar ma'al, godol talmud teire, shemevi lidei maise. Peish pekontris. Alme maise odev, so you see maise is greater. The old godol sometimes shemevi lidei maise. Because l'benetam. Adrabe Mochi Daik Sefer Kamad Kedushin, Talmud Godel Mi Maisa. Gabi zekeinim shei mesudim balias beis nitzah balut v'nishlu shaylas ubefneim talmud gadol ei maise gadol nimnu kulam v'amru talmud gadol shemei vilidei maise. So said that Talmud is greater, Shemebili De Maise. So Mamela, from this you see that Talmud is greater. So, not the way Rashi says. Vayma Benetam Dochi Purushi. Vayma Mar Shetalmud Mevili De Maise. So what? So Talmud is better. Bekimin Shano Imrim Kiyim. Ayono Imrim Shaloma. The loy shalomat ayirki shatalmud mevili de maise. So memela, if you say kiyim, you say lomad also, because the only way you could have kiyim is to loma. So memela, so the Gemara said, so what are you saying? So if the only way one can do a maise is through lomad, so if you say kiyim, you're saying kiyim plus lomad. So what are you saying? By everyone else you say kiyim, and by Chesky you said lomad. Lomad is understood. If you say kiyim, you have automatically lomad. Leimasi gadai tehashta lachalg ben lomad v'limeid. Mishani hola gmuri. The limeid vadai loimri. To teach others, that you don't say. Do vadai odif. Shemevi esarabim lidei maisek shemelam dom. That means that's what the Gemara answers, that limeid is meiridik because it brings the rabbim lidei maise. Ubishiltes deravachoi goin leigores kiyem amrine limeid reim amrine. So this shtickel he's meiridik. So that means we have to. So how does the girsa go? Azil nabadi the Rabbi Yochanan, v'abbinim minay milsa leposhet lon ademoshi yodei umonach tfilum umevorech v'hoda omalon. And then the Gemara says, Oma ma godol talmud teres shetalmud megul de maise leikosha hol migma hol agmuri. So the shilta says a different shan the whole Gemara. So if they asked them, first he should answer them, and then she put out the tefillin. Mishani hola migma hola gmuri, the ligma nafshe, to learn oneself is Talmud Godush, maybe with a maise. Abola gmuri lachine loy odek, lefika hoi meiniach tfilin techilot.